This is Annapurna from the word elephant. Did you know the elephant is among the most intelligent and communicative animals on earth? They live in groups called herds, and usually it is a female elephant who's the leader of this group. Elephants have a great memory. That is why we use the English phrase, "She has the memory of an elephant," which means she never forgets. She remembers things for a long, long time. Elephants are also great swimmers, superb communicators. And a mother elephant is pregnant for 22 months before she gives birth to a calf, huh? But hey, do you know the story of an elephant who came out of an egg? You heard right. An elephant who came out of an egg that was cracked wide open. Long, 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 long ago, while Brahma was creating the universe, he created thousands of animals, birds, insects, people, and other living beings. On that particular day, he held two giant halves of an egg, one half in each hand. Fully holding them, he chanted seven special songs that were the hymns of creation of life. So whenever he had to create a new life or a new being, he would chant those seven hymns. But where did this egg come from, first of all? For this, we need to know the story of sage Kashyapa, who had many, many, many wives. Now, two of them, Kadru and Vinata, one day went to sage Kashyapa and asked him for boons, you know, like wishes to be granted. Kadru said, "Oh, wise sage Kashyapa, I want to have many, many, many children." The sage granted her wish, and what do you think happened? Kadru, she laid thousands of eggs, and from these thousand eggs hatched a thousand snakes. Kadru became the mother of the entire snake population on this earth. And she was happy. Now Vinata, on the other hand, she also was there. She also went to sage Kashyapa and she said, "Oh wise sage, I need only two children. But these two would be the mightiest and the most powerful that there ever was." Sage Kashyapa granted her wish too. So from one egg of Vinata came Aruna. You know the bird in Ramayana, Jatayu. So Jatayu was Aruna's younger son. And Aruna was also the king of birds and the charioteer of the sun god himself, Surya. Now from the other egg came mighty Garuda, who we all know is the vehicle of Lord Vishnu. Going back to Lord Brahma's hands, right? So Garuda has come out of the egg. Okay, and then now there are two empty egg halves that Lord Brahma was holding. That is when Lord Brahma chanted the seven hymns of life creation again. As he closed his eyes and chanted, suddenly there was a slow movement in the egg halves, which later became thunderous footsteps. And soon, from the egg half on his right hand, came eight majestic-looking bull elephants. The first one that came out, however, was the most majestic. He looked strong, brave, he had four tusks, and was as white as snow. This elephant was Airavata. Together, these eight elephants were called the Diggajas, the vehicles of the guardian gods who were called the Digpalas, who would protect this earth. Together, both these guardian gods and the elephants were known as Lokapalas. Now, what happened to the egg half that was on Lord Brahma's left hand? The right hand, we know what happened. The eight bull elephants came out. Now, from the left half of the empty egg, emerged eight powerful looking cow elephants, each a partner to one of the bull elephants. And one of these was Abhiramu, who was to become Airavata's wife. The beautiful, strong Airavata became Lord Indra's vehicle. As we know, Lord Indra was the god of heaven, which means he would fly from one place to the other. How did he fly? On Airavata, of course. Those days, believe it or not, elephants could fly. They all had powerful wings that would help them fly to great distances. Just imagine if we had elephants that could fly in today's times. What a cool way to live, to just go to school or to go to anywhere that we want to. I just request Mr. Elephant for a ride and pronto you reach, zip zap zoom. Anyway, coming back to the story. So elephants would have wings those days. But what happened? That is another myth. So according to another myth, one day an elephant came flying and sat on a tree for some rest. He didn't realize that due to his weight, a branch snapped, patak, and fell down. Unfortunately, a wise man was praying under the tree and the branch fell right onto the wise man's head. He was obviously very angry and he cursed the elephant for ruining his meditation. He cursed saying elephants should lose their wings. So that is how elephants were not able to fly anymore. So Airavata was also known to help Lord Indra produce rains. Did you know that? And how did he do that? Down his mighty trunk to the underground of the earth, sucked up the water, took it back and sprayed the cool clean water onto the clouds, which became full of water, and then rain began to come down the earth. So that is the story of Airavata. But I must tell you that there is another story, completely different but equally fascinating, about Airavata's birth. So that, for that, you have to stay tuned for my next podcast. I hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you.